Foundations Lesson Number 8, Love, Part 4. Going on to page 2 of our outline, Roman numeral number 5 deals with some evidences of loving God. In other words, if we were to start a sentence by saying, if someone really loved God, they would, how would we finish that sentence? So, what does the Bible say we'll be doing if we love God? Well, for starters, we'll obey God. John 14:15, Jesus is speaking, he says, if you love me, you will obey what I command. Verse 21, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Verses 23 through 24, Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. 1 John 5:3. This is love for God, to obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. I've known people who claimed that Christ was their Savior but were living in sin tell me that they loved God. They may have had an emotional affection for God, but they didn't love him. Jesus was clear about that. He told us that if we love God, we will be obeying what he commands. In addition to that, we will not be loving the world. 1 John 2:15 through 17. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. Colossians 3, 1 through 2. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. The system of this world and the priorities of this world are contrary to the kingdom of God. So we have to choose which we'll embrace, which we'll accept, which we'll adopt. Another evidence of loving God has to do with our attitude toward money. Matthew 6:24, Jesus is speaking, he says, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. 1 Timothy 6, 6-10. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. The value of money is extremely temporary. It's the people who have no vision for anything past this life who love money. Since we believers realize that the roughly 80 years, give or take, that we'll be spending in this body is nothing compared to the more than billions upon billions of years we'll be spending with the Lord after we leave this body, we realize that eternal matters are much, much more important than earthly matters such as money. As Jesus has said in Luke 16:9, I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Before leaving this section, I'd like to mention that the list given here under Roman numeral number 5 is in no way intended to be exhaustive. If we really love God, we'll be knowing his word better and better. We'll want to tell others about Jesus. We'll join ourselves to a church family. We'll spend a lot of time praying. We'll worship God in spirit and in truth. And we'll be doing a whole host of other things. The key is not to come up with better and more refined lists. The key is to be so full of love for God that we do whatever pleases Him, not because it's written on a list, but because it's written on our hearts. If we love God, we'll want to please Him with every choice we make, with every thought we think, with every word we speak, and with every attitude we have in our hearts. If that's your desire, you'll please God. You'll get there. He'll show you the way. In closing, I want to read the scriptures given on the outline under Roman numeral number 6. 1 Corinthians 8:1. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Ephesians 3:17-19. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Romans 12:9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Mark 12:30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. 1 Corinthians 16:14. Do everything in love. Amen. God bless you all.